It is coming up tomorrow, the North Coast Wine Industry Expo at the fairgrounds. And the president of the Wine Industry Network, George Christie, is with us. George, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I am happy to have you here. It's always a big event. I'm sure it's expected to be so tomorrow, too. But this has certainly been an interesting fall for North Bay Wines.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been obviously an incredibly sad time, but also a great example of watching our industry and our community come together.
Yeah, and one of the things that we learned during the fires, which was amazingly educational for all of us, was that a lot of us did not know that vineyards actually provide a natural fire break.
Yeah, it was incredible. We were at the Wine Industry Awards last night, and Carissa Cruz, who's the executive director of the Sonoma County Grape Commission, showed a beautiful picture of where the fire burned right up to the vineyard. And in a lot of ways, it made a big difference for us here.
Yeah, I think it made a big difference for lots of folks in the county that have vineyards in and around them, for sure. So tomorrow's big event, over 3,000 people expected. What are they going to find at the fairgrounds?
Well, we've got a lot going on. We've got over 300 exhibitors, so some of the best suppliers of the products and services that we need to run our vineyard and winery operations will be there, showcasing their products and services. We've got great eight terrific workshops talking about everything from, sales and marketing tactics, what's happening with social media, some of the changes there, and then some really in-depth winemaking sessions as well.
And I would imagine, George, that one of the things that needs to be accomplished by the wine industry and the North Bay at large is getting people back here.
Yeah, that's obviously a really big thing. Obviously tourism was down, but, personally, I think that's just a little blip in the screen. People will come back. It's too beautiful. The wines are too great. The people here are too hospitable. I think we're going to get right back to normal.
And how does the wine industry feel about the impending legalization of recreational pot?
It's a great question. So I think everyone falls into, I think everyone is very curious about what the impact will be. And I think everyone agrees there will be an impact. Where I think we have a difference of opinion is we have one camp that I think is terribly concerned and worried that the piece of pie that they have now is only going to get smaller. And then on the flip side, and I think this is a characteristic of people who are the entrepreneurial spirit that you see in the wine industry, I think there's an awful lot of people that think this is a great opportunity. Now, exactly what kind of opportunity and how that's going to take shape to be determined. But we see a lot of people who are very excited about what this may bring to the area and to our industry from a collaborative perspective.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people are, buddying up with folks in the marijuana industry saying, okay, well, maybe we ought to go down this road together in some ways.
Well, my opinion on it is this. It's while we don't know for certain exactly how it's going to unfold, what we do know is that the cannabis industry is going to be a major player in our region. And so from a business perspective, I just think it would be unwise not to understand the industry as best you can, right? Because whether you're in a situation where there's conflict, if you have a relationship, you can talk through that conflict. And if there's a situation where there's an opportunity, if you have a relationship, you can explore that opportunity. So I just think it makes good business sense to understand this new neighbor we're going to be sharing the neighborhood with.
Absolutely. That does make good business sense for sure. And the wine industry, the Wine Expo tomorrow, it will also feature a segment of giving back too.
Yeah, it's not something we talk a lot about, but we felt it was important. So there's going to be a portion of our proceeds that will be given back to the California Strong charity.
Very good. Very good. So it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow at the fairgrounds in two separate buildings. I guess it's too big to be housed in just one, George, huh?
Yeah. So we'll be in the Grace Pavilion and in the Hall of Flowers. And then we have workshops actually in another couple of buildings. The Craft Hall and Garrett Hall. So we take over a small portion of the fairgrounds, but it's an awful lot of fun. In a lot of ways, every year it also serves as sort of a cool reunion right around the holidays. And I think given what we just went through in October, I think that's good. We're going to see even more of that this year.
Well, we're very big on reunions right now of all shapes and sizes, so I'm sure that that will be true. The North Coast Wine Industry Expo trade show and conference tomorrow at the fairgrounds, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm sure it's going to be a packed house, George.
But the tickets are any indication, it certainly is.
Very good, because your success equals our collective success.
We'd like to think so, yeah.
Absolutely, so we're all for it. George, thanks for being here this morning, and much good luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me, and have a terrific day.
That is George Christie, president of the Wine Industry Network, and the conference going on tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Santa Rosa.